Hi, welcome to Indiana Weekend with John Strauss. This is a kind of radio magazine show about the interesting places and intriguing people in our part of the state. We get out of the studio and onto the road to find the kind of radio you don't hear so much anymore. Stories off the beaten path and usually away from the top headlines. So send us a note if you have an idea or just want to say hi. Our email address is indianaweekend@gmail.com. Hard to believe after seeing snow in the second week of April, but spring really is here. On the west side of Indianapolis, that means a familiar roaring, whining cacophony on a certain historic 2.5 mile oval. The Indianapolis 500 features a host of traditions, including the 500 festival Princesses. 33 Indiana college students who promote the festival at events across the state. And for the past year, a Ball State student, Allison Jacob of Indianapolis, has been queen of the 500 Festival. Her reign comes to an end in a few weeks. For the past year, she's made dozens of appearances, kissed a milk-drenched Tony Kanaan in the winner's circle, and seen the lighter moments, like watching one of the other princesses walk straight into a hotel fountain. Allison told us those and other stories, starting with her first fascination with the idea of becoming a 500 Festival princess.
I went to the 500 Festival parade with my mom when I was a little tyke, and the princess float went by, which I got to do this year. And I remember pointing at them and being like, "Mom, who are they? You know, how do you get to be one of them?" And she's like, "You have to, I'm pretty sure, Allison, you have to be, you know, an Indian, yeah, be from Indiana, and you have to go to an Indiana college, and you get to go out in your community and stuff." And I always remember being like, "Well, I want to be a princess like that one day." And ever since then, you know, it came to life. It's like so surreal to me that I got to be on that float when I was younger, you know, looking up to them. And I don't know. And now it's like those little girls are hopefully doing the same thing when they come to the 500 Festival parade.
Have you run into any little kids like that?
Oh, yeah. I did an outreach at my mom's school. And before I actually came, they were like, "Does she live in a palace and all this stuff? Is she a real princess? What kind of, you know, just stuff like that?" And I think that's really, really cool when you show up and you just make the kids' day just being there and teaching them about something that, you know, our state's known for is, you know, the Indianapolis 500. So
have you learned a lot about the race and the track since doing this?
Right. Through the Princess program, we actually got to have a tour of the track. So we got to go in the pagoda. We got to see the press room and different suites and stuff. So I've been to the race, but I've never been able to be like on the, like actually see the race or see what actually goes into making the race actually happen. So that was really cool.
Did you take that bus ride around the track?
Actually, I got to do it with my parents in our own car. You can do that on community day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've never done the actual tour, though, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
So you're a real IMS family. You went out on community day.
Yes. We actually used to have a pool where people would put money in and like we'd draw names out and each person would get a different racer. So growing up, we always would listen to the race on the radio and it was a big family-oriented kind of race weekend was family time for us. And so I grew up more so listening to the race versus actually being at the race.
You're from the northeast side of Indianapolis.
I am.
And you don't become a 500 Festival queen through a pageant or something. This wasn't...
Right. It's a scholarship program. To become a princess, you actually go through two different processes of interviews. The first interview is 2 5-minute interviews back to back. And then after that, they knock it down to 66 girls. And then you go in for another interview and it's a little bit longer of an interview. And then after that, they knock it down to 33. And there's 33 princesses because there's 33 drivers in the Indianapolis 500.
So there you are. Now you're one of the princesses. And then what happens?
Right. So
you
once
knock
you become,
off the other queen or something? No.
No. So once you become a princess, we all go out into the community and serve as an ambassador for the 500 Festival. And that's doing different outreaches at nursing homes, hospitals, and schools and teaching them about the 500 Festival as well as the Indianapolis 500. And then come closer to May, there's actually a queen that is crowned, and that was me this year.
How did they pick you?
I don't know, honestly. I never thought I was going to be chosen. I wasn't in it for that whatsoever. And I think that's the big thing is to let people know it isn't a pageant. You know, we're going out in the community and we're making a difference. And I was just excited to be a princess because, I mean, it's such a great opportunity and every Indiana collegiate woman should honestly try out for it.
So you're an honors student. Your dean's list. I'm remembering what I read about you. You're more than just another princess. I mean,
right. So I think what's really cool is that you have to be an Indiana collegiate woman, and that's you have to be that. You have to have an Indiana license. All the above. Blah. You have to be from Indiana, and I think that's really cool because you're getting to meet girls from all different colleges throughout Indiana that have so many different backgrounds. And I grew up in Indianapolis around the city, and some of these girls have grown up on farms and they're like, I gotta go home and feed my goats or something. And I'm like, oh my goodness, like, you know, I go home and I don't know, I'm going up to suburbs and I don't know, you get to learn so much about different people in different parts of Indiana, but also girls that, you know, end up becoming lifelong friends because you spend so much time with them in a 3 month span of going out into your communities. So
did the previous queen have any advice for you? Did she say?
Oh, yeah. You know? Taylor Adams. She's awesome. She has been a really good resource, you know, letting me know this is kind of, you know, what's going to happen, you know, the different places you're going to go and speak and stuff like that. So she's awesome. And she did a phenomenal job in 2012. So
you're a PR major at Ball State.
I am a public relations major at Ball State University. And it's awesome. And I would definitely say that has helped me a lot in the interview process of actually communicating with people. And
what were the questions that they asked you? Because it sounds like that your answers that determined everything, right?
Right. It's actually funny you ask questions that they ask you in the interview because you're so nervous when you go in. I honestly don't remember very many of them. But it's more about, you know, different things you've been involved in with your community and, you know, what's your tie to the Indianapolis 500 and the 500 Festival and just, you know, why would you make a good ambassador for the 500 Festival? And I think, you know, being a PR major, I've learned how to actually, you know, communicate with people in the behind the scenes of, you know, publicizing events. So
you were the queen for the last season. Where did you spend race day?
All over the place, all around that track. No, I actually...
Did you go out on the grid when they had the cars out there before the race?
We did. But when they announced the race car drivers, we actually were on national TV for that. We stood on the sides when they introduced them at the very beginning. So that was really, really cool. We actually got to watch the race as well. And then...
Where'd you watch it from? One of the suites?
I want to say it's turn one where they come out of the pits.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So that was the best view I've ever had of the race, which was really awesome.
From the outside of turn one, looking down the straightaway.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So we got to watch that. And then there's always food involved wherever we get to go. The 500 Festival does a good job with that. So Princess Pounds, as we call them throughout the year.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race. A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase. She'll have fun till the credit takes a cheaper away.
Allison Jacob of Indianapolis, a Ball State public relations student who graduates in a couple of weeks and is also wrapping up her role as queen of the Indianapolis 500 Festival.
Indiana Weekend, real radio from just down the road. Look for that name on Facebook and drop us a line to let us know what you think at indianaweekend@gmail.com. Now here's John Strauss.
It's not a pageant. That's the first thing they'll tell you about the Indianapolis 500 Festival princesses. They're college women from across the state who go through a series of interviews to test their poise and intelligence. There are 33 cars in the Indy 500, and so there are 33 princesses. One of them is picked as queen of the 500 Festival, and last year that was Allison Jacob of Ball State, now a senior finishing up a degree in public relations. She made dozens of appearances, was there in the winner's circle with Tony Kanaan, and now it's just about over. In a few weeks, they'll pick a new queen.
And what are you going to remember from your time, that time the bus broke down in Paoli?
Actually, something kind of funny. We were helping out at the orientation this year for the new girls coming through, and we were at the Indiana State Farm Bureau. I want to say it's the headquarters downtown Indianapolis. I'm not quite sure.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And one of the new girls, or one of our girls, just had gotten there. And they have, like, in the lobby part of the area, there's, like, little little fountain thing, so there's water and stuff. Okay. And she didn't realize that there were steps to go down, and she actually ended up in the little pond thing. And it was so fountain, great because she didn't let that bring her down. I think that's a good thing to, you know, the princess, like all of us were, you know, very determined girls, and you know, you can't let the little things get you down. And it
even
was just
when you,
so
even when you fall in
exactly. And she's all dressed up in her tiara and her sash, and I don't know, that was just one of something really funny I still remember. And
is there something that you have to learn to do this well? I mean, this is such an unusual role. You know, the rest of your life, you haven't been on a pedestal like this. And
right.
What did you have to learn to be good at this? You have to smile. Of course,
right.
You'd like to smile
right,
anyway. But
right.
I mean,
honestly, I think it's just being able to hold yourself, you know, in a manner that you can communicate with people. I mean, that's an everyday thing you do. But being able to go out and plan outreaches with, you know, people you've never met before and just showing up places and, you know, you're in that spotlight and you're running the show. And I don't know. I don't know where I learned how to do that, but.
And well, you got some more practice in doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, did you get to meet any of the drivers?
Right. Well, after I was crowned the 500 Festival Queen last year, as the queen, you get to attend the rookie luncheon. So for lunch, we got to sit with AJ Allmendinger. And so he was really nice. And
anything that you learned from that contact that you didn't already know? I mean, did you ask him any questions or anything?
Well, it was really cool. I actually got to sit next to his PR girl. And being a PR major, I was like, asking her, how'd you get
right
into this?
I know.
I'm telling you, it's a lot of networking. Yeah, you get to meet a lot of people, and you don't know who you're sitting next to or who you're going to meet that day or anything. And that's why I think you got to be on your toes all the time and ready to be able to communicate, honestly.
Yeah, so you're having lunch with one of the Indy 500 drivers, but you keyed on his PR rep
right.
because that's your area of
right.
professional
Well, I remember
interest.
Being
yeah.
like, are you nervous? Like, you know what I mean? Like, how do you prepare for such a, like, I look up to the drivers and think how they can get in those cars and go that fast. Just driving 45 miles per hour, 70, you know, heading
sure.
home. I mean, that's fast to me, let alone, you know, 200.
Did you ask him about that? Did you say, hey? Hey, Jane, do you ever get
He's
scared?
He's like, I've been doing it my whole life, you know? It's just wow. normal. It's like adrenaline rush, you know? I'm like, I guess my adrenaline rush goes, I get that from somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, you know, a 5-meter board or something like
right,
that.
That'd right,
that'd be terrifying for the rest of us.
Right.
What was the media like?
Very, very
Good
nice.
Good people?
Yes, actually, when I was crowned queen last year, I remember Channel 13, you know, being, what are you feeling right now? And literally, I had no idea what just had happened because I was so, you know, just, I couldn't even believe what had just happened. And I don't even remember what I said to them, and I so embarrassed by it, but it's okay. But then after that, I remember going and being interviewed, and I was like, I've never done this before, but I'm going to do my best. And they were all extremely nice and helpful. And
They were
yeah.
cool. Yeah,
yeah,
sure, sure. What was your folks' reaction? What did your mom say? Because did she remember the long ago parade in which you said, hey, Mom, I'd like to do that?
Right. And they always were like, you should try and do something like that. And I think the cool thing is that it isn't a pageant. It's a scholarship program. You're actually going out in your community and doing stuff. And I think, you know, a lot of people still aren't aware that it is a scholarship pageant. And, you know, this was the opportunity. You know, there's no talent involved, and I can't sing. I can't really dance very well.
That's
and
a funny way to put it. There's no talent involved.
Right. Well, you do. You go through an interview process to become queen. There's a queen interview. Each girl goes through it.
Is this after you've been named a princess?
Yes.
So you do some interviews, and you become a princess.
Right.
Then you do some more interviews.
Right. Okay. So then there's another. So once you become a princess, I want to say in a couple weeks after becoming a princess, there's a queen interview, and it's, you know, I want to say 8-10 minutes interview. And then there's also the princess reception. You give about a 30-second speech. And this year we didn't get any sort of topic or anything to talk about. So you're basically judged off of those two things as well as the different outreaches you're going out and doing. And it's kind of secretive. You don't really know who's judging you or who's watching. But I think it's funny because I was never set on being the queen. I was just happy to be the princess and knew, you know, I'm going to get out of it, you know, what I'm going to put into it. And I tried to do as much as I could because you can only be a princess once. So
do you remember? I mean, was there like an online application or something that you filled
right,
out?
Right. Yes. You sign up to be a princess online. You have to be an Indiana resident and at an Indiana college. And you will get an email saying, you know, your interview's at this time, and that's the first round interviews. And then that same day, you'll find out whether you made it to the next round.
Did you ever count up the number of appearances that you made during your...
No, I didn't actually, but I would...
One a week or...
A lot of them either, you can, like for some of the schools, you know, you would actually go during the school day. There was a lot on the weekends. For those 3 months, I was home a lot, but it was completely worth it. You know, we do a lot of IMS events as well for kids days and stuff like that. So there's so many opportunities for us to get involved in the community, and I was extremely busy. She's a killer queen.
That is Allison Jacob, who served the past year as Indianapolis 500 Festival Queen. When we come back, what's next after the spotlight fades?
This is Indiana Weekend with John Strauss on Indiana Public Radio.
Allison Jacob was just a youngster when she stood on a downtown Indianapolis sidewalk and watched the 500 Festival Parade. She turned to her mother as the 500 Festival Princesses came by and said, "Mom, I want to do that." Well, she did. A year ago, she won a spot among the 33 Festival Princesses and then was named Queen, which put her in the winner's circle after the Indy 500. Now, after dozens of appearances and a year in the reflected glory of the big race, her time is up. In a few weeks, they'll name a new festival queen.
Once that happens, the spotlights fade. It's turned on to the next person. And then what do you do? I mean, you go out and...
Well, there's
In other words, are your duties over at that point?
Right, or do you still have... We actually have a big alumni program now. And I think what's really cool is we're actually trying to reach out to more of our alumni. And I don't know, I think it's cool to hear stories, you know, from 1959 when we first started doing the princess program. And I actually got to meet a princess at one of our alumni programs the other day, and I was like, just tell me stories. And
is there a time at which the departing queen offers some words of wisdom? Or I mean, in other words, did you get to ask your predecessor some questions? Hey, what's this like anyway?
Right. There's actually, after the queen is crowned, there's a queen luncheon. So all previous queens are invited to it, and you sit around and they tell you, you know, their favorite memories and give you any advice you want, and you can ask a million questions. And that was definitely helpful, just so that I knew, you know, what was coming up in the next month of activities.
In the sort of, if you will, the sorority of princesses and former princesses, this network, what are the legendary stories that they tell? What's the amazing stuff that, you know, you heard about and you were bracing yourself? Boy,
right.
I hope that I don't run into...
used to pair the girls up with a driver and stuff. And I still am like, that doesn't sound right to me. But I don't know. I think right now it's more of, you know, involving with the community versus the pageantry side. Because there was more of a pageantry side when the program was first around. And I think now it's more focused on, you know, getting people who can really go out in the community and, I mean, actually serve as the ambassador for the 500 Festival. I haven't really been told any crazy stories from back then, but I know everyone thinks we get the Camaro pace car each year, but we don't personally get those. We don't drive them. People think we used to. I guess they did. Actually, no. They used to be able to drive the pace cars, and we actually are paired up with a director, which is, you know, a important person out in the community, and Gary Aletto was mine this past year, and so he would bring the pace car to any events that I would like to have the pace car at, so the kids could get in it or whoever, just to take pictures of it and see it firsthand. But a long time ago, the princesses actually got to drive the pace cars.
Heck yeah.
I think I know why we don't get to do that anymore after hearing some stories from alumni, but I guess one previous princess opened her door, was trying to parallel park it or something, and the door just came off completely. And I want to say it was the next year they were like, we're not letting the princess have the pace cars anymore.
Are you going to miss any of this, or does there, you know, there comes a time when, okay, I've done it, I've had enough. What do you think you'll miss out of this experience?
I think, honestly, missing the fact of, you know, just being out in the community and, you know, serving as the ambassador, but really educating kids who, you know, when you go in the classrooms and they've never really heard of the Indianapolis 500, you know, you're actually acquainting them with something that the state you're growing up with, you know, is known for. And I think also I'm going to miss just seeing all 33 girls all the time.
You got to do that. Yeah. Right. Did you make any special buddies that, you think that you'll be staying
in touch? Oh, yeah. And I think every single one of us, there's someone that, they became close with, or I don't know. We always say, we're going to have to make sure over Christmas break, no matter where we are, everyone needs to fly in, or, whoever's moving to Florida or California, we're coming to visit you. So,
as you're at these things, you take pictures with your phone. I mean, have you built like a gallery of your favorite moments? And
oh, goodness. I had one friend that she would probably post about 100 pictures after every single outreach. And I just always counted on her to tag me in them most of the time. But no, I would say every single girl has a huge gallery on Facebook and just being able to print them off their camera. But and honestly, you can't get any of those moments back. So those pictures, can last a lifetime.
That's what you have.
Right.
Is there, out of all of these things that you did, is there any that sticks in your mind? You go, boy, I'm really going to remember that.
That's kind of funny. But I would definitely say, it all came together, I would say, at the actual race when I was in the winner's circle, because the queen each year gets to actually kiss the driver who wins the Indianapolis 500.
It used to be the car drives onto this elevator thing and it goes up in the air for the. Does it still?
No, I didn't do it this year. Okay. No. I just remember it pulling up and TK getting out of his car and all these people.
Tony Kanaan. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Fan favorite and finally got that win. No, I just remember and I was told to stay with the milk guys, the guys who are going to give him the milk after he wins. And so I tried to become buddies with them just so they could help push me in there, because I didn't realize how packed full it would get. And I'm the shortest one in there. And thank goodness I'm in a pink zip up or no one would even know I'm there. But so they ended up you're pushing through people and everyone's, trying to give him a hug and congratulate him. And they end up giving him the milk before, and I'm supposed to give him the kiss before then. So he's pouring the milk all over himself. And then one of the IMS guy goes, I don't think you're going to want to give him the kiss now. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, this is a tradition and I don't even care if it's sweaty and milky or whatever. And so finally the Borg Warner guy and the IMS guy helped push me in there and I got out of there somehow. But it all came together right then. I knew that was something I was going to be able to get to do as queen, but as soon as I was in the action, it was like, holy crud.
Allison Jacob, the Ball State Honors student just finishing up a year as Indy 500 Festival Queen. She had a good time. She represented us well, learned a lot from it. And if you can do all that and still laugh about it later, you've spent your year in the spotlight well. And that's our show for today. I'm John Strauss. Big thanks to our producer, Marcus Jackman. Glad you could join us this time and hope you'll stay in touch. Drop me a note at indianaweekend@gmail.com if you would like more information or have a suggestion. In the meantime, thanks and have a great week. Until we meet again on the next Indiana Weekend on Indiana Public Radio, I'm John Strauss.
Indiana Weekend with host John Strauss of the Ball State Journalism Department. Our show is engineered at Indiana Public Radio, produced by Marcus Jackman. Major support for Indiana Weekend comes from Dillman's Furniture, Muncie, serving East Central Indiana with home furnishings from Flex Steel, Bassett, and Simmons Beautyrest. Join us again next week for Indiana Weekend with John Strauss here on Indiana Public Radio.